Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Wall Street had another bad week this week, and the unemployment rate this morning surged to 6.5%. So it's no surprise that Americans are keeping an ever-tightening grip on their wallets, although it seems that you are more inclined to pay more in taxes to help out those less fortunate than you during these during a bad economic downturn. I'm Amy Edding, sitting in for Brian Lehrer. Today, Todd Marks, senior editor at Consumer Reports and author of the blog Tightwad Todd, joins us to crunch the numbers on exactly how Americans are spending in light of the economic collapse and how we're expected to spend in the looming holiday season. Christina Binkley of the Wall Street Journal is here as well to explain how being frugal might actually be a fashion statement after all those years of lavish spending. Todd, Christina, welcome to WNYC.
Glad to be here.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Todd, compared with this time last year, how much are Americans spending and what's their money primarily going towards?
Well, the interesting thing this year versus last, and we do this holiday poll now, we've been doing it for several years, and one of the most startling findings is that this year, Americans, 76% of Americans plan to cut back in some fashion during their holiday spending. That means buying fewer gifts, spending less on travel, entertainment, and tipping. They're going to be sending fewer holiday greeting cards, and they also tell us they're going to be cutting back on charitable donations. So what we're seeing is kind of a well-rounded picture here that the cuts are going to affect a lot of people's spending this year, and it's going to be a rough time.
Consumer Reports numbers released yesterday afternoon show that 76% of Americans are cutting back on their holiday spending. Does this work toward the notion that the United States is in a recession, or do you feel that this is a lull, something the country's seen before?
Well, I think we've seen it before, and whether or not that constitutes a move toward a recession, I don't know. But I'll tell you that the numbers are much more stark than they've been in past years, and that people have a lot of credit card debt. We found there was an interesting finding in this poll that 6% of Americans polled are still in debt from their holiday gift purchases alone stemming from 2007. And we had a statistic that showed 45% of Americans charged their purchases last year. This year,
is 6% a number we should be concerned about?
12 million? Well, it's significant. Because you're just talking about debt relating to gifts purchased for the holiday season. Hmm. You're not talking about anything relating to the running of our everyday lives. And this year, from our survey, we know that people are planning to spend even more on credit. So it should send out at least an alarm that that these are tough times and people are cutting back. And it's not just talk this year. It's real.
Christina Binkley of the Wall Street Journal, have you noticed the same trends? And at what point did you start noticing them? What point did Americans start to ask themselves, do I really need this?
Well, they started about sometime within that last 12 to 18 months, cutting back on a lot of expenditures that can always be called wants. If you're talking about apparel and jewelry and things we wear on our bodies. But something remarkable happened in September when people started seeing the headlines about banks failing. It was a new bank every day there for a while. It was spreading around the world. People started using the word depression and referring to the Great Depression. I'm 46 years old. It's the first time in my life people have seriously applied the word depression to an era that I lived in. It was like hitting the brakes. Instead of cutting back, people stopped. So, going into malls at certain hours, there's stores that are completely empty right now. I spent part of Monday on Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles looking for anybody who was shopping. I didn't find anybody. I found people window shopping. I found tourists. I didn't find one serious buyer in an entire morning on Rodeo Drive.
In your recent column, The Latest Style, Self-Denial, you noted that Americans aren't just spending less, but when they do splurge, they actually feel ashamed. And you had an example of a woman on the Upper East Side?
Yeah, who bought $3,000 worth of shoes at her favorite shoe store, a place called the Shoebox, and came back 5 minutes later and returned the whole thing and said, I just can't do this anymore.
Is this any different?
And she's not the only person to have done that at that shoe store, by the way.
Really? Is she?
Yeah.
Is this any different from typical buyer's remorse?
Well, you know, we've all had it. We don't all turn around and go back and return it immediately. Usually, if it's buyer's remorse, it takes a little bit longer than 5 minutes. My sense was that she had probably gone in on auto drive or autopilot, done what she was used to doing, and then walked out and thought, this is crazy. I can't do this in this economy. Somebody else I was talking to, again, this is an attorney in New York City, very busy these days in her practice. She's not concerned about herself financially. But I asked her if she was going to feel as good about wearing her designer clothes or carrying a crocodile handbag out in public. And she said, it just doesn't seem appropriate when people are standing in the unemployment lines. So she's planning to just tone it down a little.
Todd, you're seeing these trends and people snapping their wallets shut. Isn't that a good thing? Haven't we been criticized over the past 10, 15 years of being spending too much, being too much about going to the mall and shop till you drop and that kind of stuff? President Bush widely criticized for his comments after 9/11 that the most patriotic thing people can do is go out and shop. Could this be seen in a good light rather than oh my gosh, we don't get to buy as much as we used to anymore?
Well, I getting back to that point about guilt, I think that's very powerful. I think when we are bombarded daily with headlines, with news blurbs about, you know, the stock market's down record numbers this day, it's up the next day, and you hear about the latest unemployment figures, and we're hearing this constant barrage of bad news, I think it's only normal and natural that people feel a little bit of tugging at the heartstrings and feeling guilty because of what might be considered a splurge. I think conspicuous consumption, if you will, has, you know, it's been something that we've lived with for a long time, the rise of designer duds and making them affordable to mainstream life. We've seen that more and more. There's so many shows that deal with aspirations, and, you know, aspirational shopping is a big thing. And we see this every day, and I think it's a good thing that maybe we look into the mirror and we see ourselves and say, do we ask ourselves that imperative question, do we really need to buy that? And I think it makes you feel good, if nothing else, and makes you maybe put your thoughts in sync with other people who might not be as fortunate as to be able to even return a $3,000 pair of shoes or something like that. So, I think it can be a good thing, and it can lead to some soul-searching and make us make smarter decisions as consumers in general.
Christina Binkley, you say that frugal isn't just sensible, it's fashionable. How so?
I've talked to many people who've boasted that they bought something that they're wearing at Target, and I mean people who can afford to buy at far more expensive stores. I think that we look around, we see that people are hurting, unemployment is rising. A lot of people know somebody who's been laid off at this point. And so I compared it in a column recently to sort of eating leftovers after Thanksgiving. Our houses are, most of us at many income levels, are just exploding with the things that we've been buying in the last 10 years. And we look around and see that we can dig a little deeper in our closet and find something that we haven't worn for a few years. Many people dig in their closets and find things with the tag still hanging on them. And it feels good to use something well. It feels good to economize. If you look at headlines lately, the headlines about, you know, must-have shoes the pressure to buy the it bag are not appearing as often in the media. And, of course, that kind of pressure does eat at the consumer consciousness and encourage people to buy things that they don't need.
Todd Marks, what can we expect for the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday? Will it be black?
Well, you know, it's kind of that remains to be seen. But I think what we're actually seeing now is that many retailers and e-tailers are promoting their big, deep discounted doorbusters, blockbusters, Black Friday, you name it, much earlier. Our inboxes here at Consumer Reports began getting flooded in the middle of September, actually, with ads and all kinds of promotions for free shipping. Buy one, get one free. You know, take 20% off any purchase over $100. These kind of deals that were usually more common as you get closer to the holidays itself. So I think there's tremendous, tremendous discounting that's going on now. And Black Friday, for example, I'll just say, go back, Kmart has announced recently that they're going to be running Black Friday specials every week through November 23rd. And Walmart's got a big special coming up tomorrow where they're going to have doorbusters that rival anything that they put on sale. So I think what actually happens on Black Friday may not be as significant this year, simply because we're seeing these deep discounts earlier in the game.
So can Americans resist a good discount even in dark economic times? Thank you so much to Todd Marks, senior editor at Consumer Reports and author of the blog Tightwad Todd, and to Christina Binkley of the Wall Street Journal. We really appreciate you coming on this afternoon.
It's a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Brian will be back on Monday, and we will talk about the effect of our reduced spending on retailers. Of course, it might be good morally for you and good for your bottom line, but it's bad for retailers and the jobs that those retailers support, and bad for the overall economy. Brian will be touching on that subject next week. I'm Amy Edding, sitting in for Brian Lehrer. Thanks so much for your calls and for your participation. The conversation continues online at WNYC.org. Click on The Brian Lehrer Show. Have a good weekend.